One morning when I went to work, the sight was most exciting. I heard a noise, now looked around, and who do you think was fighting? I stood amazed and at them gazed to see them in such rages. I'd never seen a row like that between the Brockwell cages. Now the old kid says, come out with the kids, because it's my intention to let you see whether you or me is the best invention. The new one being raised took off his colliers, and at it they went a dabbing. The blood was running down the skates and past the women's cabin. Now the old kid says, let's have me clears, who thought that thou could fillet me? But if I'd been as young as thou, I'm certain I could pay thee. The patent knocked his ankle off, and they both had cutting faces. The shifters are up 3 foot a ride, and they both went to their places. When gunning up and down the shaft, the patent kid did threaten for to tack the old one's life if they stopped at meeting. Now the old kid bawled out as he passed, "Ye nasty, dirty patent, rub your eyes against the skates, for I think you've hardly wakened." So the patent to the old kid says, "Although I be a stranger, I can work me work as well as you and free the men from danger. For if the rope should break with me out, skinny jars just watches, you'll see us clag on to the skates, for I'm full of springs and catches." To the old kid to the patent says, "I'll warrant you think you're clever, because they're polishing you with paint, but you'll not last forever. The paint on you will wear away, then you've lost your beauty. They never painted me at all, and still I've done me duty." Brakesman brought them both to bank, the mischief for to settle. The fault from 5 o'clock to louse, and the patent won the battle. It took the brakesman half a shift to clag them up with blasters, and the old kid sent his notice in just to vex the masters.